In the time coming up, what you say is going to become very important. And there is going to be power in the things that you speak, in the things that you are communicating. And so we would like to give you, shall we say, what do you call them, handy hints about this? And the first and possibly the most important one is when you speak and it is important and you want it to be clear, remove your ego completely from your mouth. Now, there is a thing that humans find challenging, and we certainly understand. But when you are speaking about anything and it's important and you want to be heard, go to your heart. Breathe into your body and then let your communication come from your heart center. That will do two very important things. That will make what you are saying be very prominent, very noticeable, very effective. And it will also protect you. If the communication comes from your ego, then the very fact that you are communicating puts you at some risk, because your ego has gone with what you are saying and what you are wanting to get done. If it comes from your heart, it is completely, it's different energetically, and it is not, it does not make you vulnerable, because you trust your center, you trust your heart, and you trust your communication. There are people who communicate quite eloquently, and you may have run into them, and you simply do not want to listen to them. It is as though you want to zone out when they are talking. They are talking and talking, and you do not want to be there. That is communication that is attached to the ego. So whoever is speaking the communication is out here, and so is the ego. And they are interacting with each other, but it does not come off well. There's nothing there that makes you want to receive it. The energy, if anything, makes you want to repel it. And no matter how carefully the words are phrased, no matter how thoughtfully they are put together, if it comes from that out here ego connection, it is not going to go far. And it is not going to do well. And the exact opposite is true of the communication that comes from the heart. The energy of the heart goes out with the communication. Your heart is still full and intact, but it is able to send energy out with its communication. What happens then is the energy of the heart, which is very appealing, is received. And so even what you say may not be brilliantly put together, but the energy that it is presented in is absolutely tantalizing. And people want to take it in, want to hear it. And actually, to ignore it, they would have to go to a great deal of trouble blocking energy, because heart energy is very appealing. And when you hear it, you want to receive it. Now, you may think this has only to do with what you might consider very important communication, but it is not true. This is true of all communication where you want it to be in the best possible energy. But notice we did not say where you are attached to how someone is going to receive it. If you do that, now your ego has caught your mouth. And that's going to make everything very difficult. So just learning to place your communication before you make the communication is really important. Another thing we would add here is that you do not have to, you're not going to invest in the outcome. It is wonderful if it is received. If it is not, you're not going to worry about it. But you are not going to be damaged if, as you would be if your ego and you, I've got to make this person understand. If that gets all knotted up, you're going to be exhausted. And you're not going to feel good about what you're doing or how things are going. And we do not want that for you. So this, but this can be true of anything. This can be true of someone you do not know who you pass on the street. And you decide to say hello. Or you have a feeling that perhaps this person is not having the best day. And so you feel that in your heart. And then even if all you say is hello, that energy from your heart goes out. And when it does, if there's any place for it to be received, it will be and it will help. So this is a teaching not merely about important things you want to say, but about anything you want to say to another person. And you want to be, here it is, you want to be in charge of the energy on your communication. Let us say that again. You want to be in charge of the energy on your communication. This will make a difference in your life, which we believe you will find to be surprising. You are making an energy field with your communication that you are carrying with you. And the field itself is felt by other people. And so when you know this, you're actually learning about a power. But it requires two things, which are sometimes challenging. It requires you to be conscious about what you are sending out. And it requires you to separate your ego from whatever you are speaking about and whatever you are putting out. It is a different kind of power. And we believe you will find it is a power that is stronger than the ego lock and that is stronger than the communication where you are frustrated about the outcome of where it goes. So we would like to offer this to you to try in the coming week, to test it, to see what that is like. Now, this, do not confuse this with being nice. Being nice is a completely different thing. Being nice can be a thing that's completely of the head. And we all are in situations where we are being nice because we know we must. This is not that at all. This is about where, literally, where you are coming from. And when you are not trying to be anything, but you are communicating through the energy of the heart, then you are becoming a powerful person in the best possible way. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Thank you. feel that you are under a waterfall. Open the crown and let that water flow all through your body and all around the outside of your body to relieve you of the pains of the world and the weak. Through the inside of the body, to release any tension or harshness that you might be holding in any of the chakra centers. Feel them open and release. Feel the stress fall away from your neck and your back and your shoulders. Wash it away. Feel the blue of peace flow through your body, flow through your thoughts, and your heart, through your emotions. Feel peace coming to every part of you. Feel the golden light of the universe filling you, opening your crown more widely so that you can receive all that the universe wants you to have, all that you want to have. Let the golden light flow through your third eye and awaken it. Through your communication center and move all the judgmental communication out. Into your heart to nurture your garden. Into your solar plexus to displace any heavy emotions. Into your second center to displace the shame and judgment that might have caught there. Flow into the root to send energy to the building of your new life, the one in which you are truly yourself. Now bring your attention into your heart center and look at the beautiful garden you've made. See the place where you rest and the flowers that bloom, the life, any kind of life that is in your garden. See it moving and alive. Go to the place where there's water and drink it to refresh your spirit. Now look around and see that there is a path that is illuminated. and walk toward it and step on it and let the path take you, moving you upward in the space where everything is a blessing. All that you breathe, all that you move through, the light, the energy, and you're moving upward. And you move upward to a place of hope fulfilled. So you are feeling two energies, the energy of what you hope for and the energy of that hope being fulfilled. And you're holding both energies together. And see if there is a symbol or a color that appears. Now move upward on the path, but no effort. The path is taking you, and it is taking you higher. It is taking you to a place of releasing limitations. Breathe in the fullness of who you are and all that you are. And release your belief about limitations into a bowl in this place where you are standing. Let them all go, all the fears, all of the old projections about yourself or others, into the bowl. So there is you and who you really are. And watch the bowl as it takes in all of that energy and begins to stir with it. And see what comes up out of the bowl. Come back to the path and feel it moving you upward again. And you come to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn again and come back down the path, lighter than you were before, and yet more full, more blessed, and come to your heart center again. Breathe into your body to balance and to ground. And when you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.